from newstalkzb.co.nz. It's Andrew Dickens.
Right, let's get to travel, and we've got Megan Singleton on the line. Morning to you, Megan.
Good morning, Andrew. Did you manage to escape Cyclone Lucy?
Yes, I did, but I've had an email, in fact, from Northland, from Kay up in Northland. She lives in Tapuni, just west of Kaiwaka. She said, I know you're saying that the cyclone was a non-event, but we experienced 120-kilometre gale an hour gale winds over the last two nights and yesterday, along with heavy rain.
Yeah.
So it was frankly pretty bad up in Northland. So I apologise for that, but Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch at the moment escaping. Yeah.
We did escape it, and we should be grateful for that. So I thought, because it's been so rainy, I thought I'd do a little story today about when's the best time to travel, because I went to Rarotonga once and only once, and it rained 5 days out of seven.
Mm.
And people go, I love Rarotonga, it's my most favourite place. And I'm just like, oh, you know, with that big peak right in the middle there, just with the misty cloud around it, it was just, you know, drizzly all the time.
Mm.
So I've done a quick post of a whip round of the best time of years to go. Now, a disclaimer is that obviously some people like to go in winter because for whatever reason they maybe like to ski or whatever. And also to go outside of this peak season, you're going to get better prices. But for example, I'm going to use New Zealand as our benchmark. Well, I would say for our visitors, the best time to visit New Zealand would be between December and March. So
yep.
You get that, that's our peak time, but it's also our school holidays time, it's our highest expensive time, but the weather is going to be fantastic. So I've sort of used that criteria to avoid rainy seasons, and I thought I'd do a quick whip round of some of our kind of destinations that we Kiwis like to travel to.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
So in the South Pacific, you want to avoid the rainy season. Fiji, the best time to go would be May to October.
Mm.
Rarotonga, same. New Caledonia, September to December. They can get really, you know, bit rainy there. And also some of these places can be very, very hot. Now, these dates I've just given you can be hot. I quite like the hot,
yeah.
Especially if you're in the Pacific Islands. Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Middle East, November to April. And you and I spoke from there in December last, where evening temperatures are still in the high 20s, but really quite pleasant and doable.
Yes, because, of course, over the summer season, they're up in the 40s and 50s, for God's sake.
Yeah. And, you know, even Australia. I mean, Australia's massive. So you can't really just write Australia down as one place to visit. So I've sort of done it by state. But, like, even Melbourne in the summer can be 40 degrees.
Mm.
Well, 40 degrees one day and then 10 degrees, you know, dropping by 10 degrees sort of the next day. And we were in New Orleans, it was June, July last year, incredibly hot and humid. So the southern states in America, you probably kind of want to go before the summer and after the summer, even in winter. People head down to Florida in the winter.
Mm.
So, you know, the American winter.
Well, I've always gone to Sydney in Easter, and it's beautiful.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
It's nice, it's warm, but it's not too warm, and it's not cold, and it's great.
And I mean, I was in Dublin in October, and you know, that could be borderline chilly, but that's okay too. And it was actually not as crowded, still very nice, but if you want to just have like a wedding, let's say, you'd probably not plan it for October in England or in Ireland or that kind of place. So a quick whip round for people when they're planning their trips, a one-stop shop to look at that, and then they can just, you know, work out, either go shoulder season. Now, shoulder is the terminology they talk about, which is just off the peak, and it's a bit cheaper. Cheaper flights and cheaper accommodation and less people. So that's also another great time to book your travel.
Okay, you'll find all of that at bloggeratlarge.com, bloggeratlarge.com. And the blog is called When is the Best Time to Visit? Megan Singleton, thank you so much for your time.